Are you old enough to remember when you could start re-recording the messages you left for people? It was around the end of the 90s when voicemail boxes would give you the option of re-recording your message. And I'm not gonna lie, I think I spent an hour once leaving someone a message. And I'm struggling with leaving you. I guess this is what my podcast is. It's just a series of messages like I'm leaving on an answering machine that I hope you find entertaining anyway. It'll be 2 years and 6 months since I've been back in the United States, and I fly back on Friday. It's just nuts. I got a lot of stuff done today, and then I had lunch, and now I'm useless, so I'm back in bed. And I thought I would just give myself a second to digest the massive amount of food. I mean, it was all healthy stuff, and I felt sort of snobby thinking about what I made, because if I wanted to go to a restaurant and eat it, I always like doing that math in my head. Like, I'm like, oh, look. I did this all myself and it didn't cost me $50. I had miso soup. I bought some Japanese miso soup, as in the mix was from actual Japanese pro like there were it's an actual Japanese product. So it felt super authentic and tasty, and I was like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna live forever. 'Cause don't they have like the most centenarians on the planet? I don't know. So I had that. And then I had baby spinach and shrimp and avocado and heirloom grape tomatoes, like three different colors. That felt good. Toasted sesame seeds, apple cider vinegar, and olive oil. Yo, I'm gonna go to heaven for that, like, perfection. It was a perfect lunch. And then what did I have for dessert? I had like a sugar-free cookie. And now I'm super full. And I have a ton of goals for this summer, like working out and spending time with my family and relaxing and like chilling at home. Pretty excited about that. I mean, I'm still gonna go look at stuff, but I'm just happy to be able to stay in one place and just like relax. Anyway, I only have one mission today, so I'm gonna have to jump to Paris at one point, go grab some medicine for my mom, because I don't know. The price of medicine in general is so much cheaper here. So that's what I bring back. That's my souvenirs. Even for myself, like I get all my scripts filled, 3, 4 months in advance. So when I go back, I don't have to spend anything on medication. I made the mistake once of not doing that. And I tried to go to like Walmart pharmacy or some of the crap, and it was like, they're like, do you have insurance? And I'm like, no. And then they try to tell me it was $500, and I just looked at them and I'm like, I guess I'll be fine. I'm not gonna buy this. And I left. So yeah, I get medication, and then I don't know what other souvenirs. It's hard to bring things back. Really, like it's not simple to bring things back. Like, I guess I could bring chestnut paste because that's something that people don't have. I don't know. I'll go to the grocery store at the last minute and buy a bunch of stuff, I guess. I don't know. Dude, I have no idea. And you're listening to me and it's been 5 minutes. I think all I've said was, I don't know. So, anyway, that's my quick one. Chat again soon. Bye.